I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
I was a person that didn't have any hope. I had given up and I didn't even try anymore. But the sad thing about that is that I was a Christian that had known God and had walked with God. I have a husband and 5 children, and at one time my heart was so on fire and I had such a desire to be a godly mother and to be a godly wife. But at some point, in the midst of all the mounds of laundry and the diapers and the bills and the all of it, I lost the vision. And the flame went out. And I just gave up.
As we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of
I was in adultery at that time. My wife stood for our marriage. And I had no idea the kind of pain she went through and what it took to do that. And it's only been in the last few months that I really could realize what she went through. And I just thank God for her doing that for us and restoring our family. And I thank Him for it. Thank Jesus for it. And I was an angry man, and I had a lot of sin in my life. And so I praise God that He's changed me and taken that angry man out of me. And He's made me a meek man. And I thank Him for it.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry.
Out to God, and I was saying, clean me out, Lord. Get this crowd out of my life. I don't want it hanging around me anymore. I never knew that Jesus could be for me. I always saw Him so far away, like we weren't allowed to be with Him or something. A lot of people say they grew up in church and they didn't know Jesus. I grew up in the synagogue. I didn't know God at all. I was living in such darkness. I was suicidal. I was so depressed. I was involved in pornography. I mean, just real sick kinds of pornography. That stuff will kill you. Anyway, I followed Jesus once I read the Bible, but I didn't get it until this revival. I didn't know the truth. I didn't know that He wants you to come to Him with your sins. You don't have to polish yourself up and be all dignified.
We fall down, we lay.
Among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
He gave me back my heart and my emotions, my love for Jesus, my love for my family.
Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.